1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome inside Moon High School, wherever you are on the WJPA Sports Network. As tonight, we're in the WPIL quarterfinals. The path to the peak continues on Moe's Madness. It's the fifth-seeded Rochester Rams against the fourth-seeded Fort Cherry Rangers. The Rams come into tonight's game 13-9 on the season after winning in the first-round game earlier this week. With a 48-40 victory over 12th-seeded Apollo Ridge. Again, the Rams, the second-place team out of Class 2A Section 1, 7-3 in that section, getting swept by Neshannock and splitting with Aliquippa. While Fort Cherry, undefeated section champions out of Class 2A Section 2, they are 16-5 on the season and got here with a 55-24 victory over the 13th-seeded Riverview Raiders. This broadcast is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. RJ Diaz, your safe money guy in Bridgeville, Burgettstown, and Washington. The Washington Greene County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Alongside CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Imperial Land Corporation, supporting the Fort Cherry Rangers. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreene.org. The Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. And Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network. This is the Visit Greene pregame show.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we welcome you back inside Moon Area High School. This is the Visit Green County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Brandon Rosside, joined by my partner, Coach Eugene Briggs. Our producer tonight is Nate Rigotti, and our camera operators are Cam Pritz and Grady Peterson. Thanks again for joining us wherever you are and however you're joining us with the free audio or the video on the NFHS Network. And, Coach, the 4 versus the 5, traditionally a pretty good matchup. Anywhere in the WPIAL, and these two teams certainly have a lot of firepower to make some noise in the two-way playoffs.
Yeah. Well, one thing when you look at the numbers here, kind of a glaring thing, though, Fort Cherry's defensive average on the season is 28.1, where you see in Rochester giving up 47.1. That might be the difference, who plays the better defense tonight.
Absolutely, and keep in mind, too, these two teams played earlier on in the year back on January the 15th, and that was a pretty big victory for Fort Cherry by the final of 63-31. Mercy rule victory for the Rangers. And like you said, Coach, the defense for Fort Cherry has really been what's fueling the Rangers on this season and hopefully for the Rangers' sake, this playoff run. They're going to be put to the test tonight. A couple of Division II recruits, Cam Newman heading to Clarion out of the PSAC and Tia Yellock, who's heading to Wheeling out of the Mountain East Conference. So we have not one but two college recruits. I don't care what division that they're committed to. It's going to be something really to keep an eye out for defensively.
And you add that Fort Cherry's without one of their better players, Allison Littman, who's out for the season with a knee injury. So they're a little bit shorthanded. But Coach Edwards, I think he has a plan to make up for her loss.
Yeah, Coach Edwards, 6 year as the head coach here at Fort Cherry, has amassed a 94-45 record here in his time with the Rangers, who are looking to get back to the WPIL semifinals for the first time since 2012. That's a 14-year gap between WPIL semifinal appearances. You think, I mean, from Fort Cherry's side, you got to think that's at least a little bit on the mind, deep in the mind, but right now it's focusing on Rochester and just getting to that next game.
Yeah, I think they are at the point, to, you know, me being in the school and seeing them every day, that they're taking a game at a time. And like I said, I know Clarence pretty well. We coached together for about 10 years. He was my assistant. So he knows what he's doing there. They're not going to get ahead of themselves. Take care of tonight and then look at the next one.
Looking at what both these teams did in the first round, Fort Cherry, the defense was the key in the victory over Riverview. They forced 37 turnovers against Riverview. And when you're forcing 37 turnovers defensively, that's usually a pretty good night, and as thus the 55-24 final score. And really also too defensively, who I was really impressed with when looking at the stats, were the Bianchini sisters, Gianna and Bella. They racked up a lot of steals. Gianna with 6, Bella with 5. And they're going to have to press a lot to get the ball out of the hands of Rochester's playmakers.
Yeah. Like you say, the good thing about Fort Cherry, they don't really depend on one or two players. Everyone contributes. They all play some good defense. So I think it'll be a good ball game tonight.
Absolutely. We'll step aside on the Visit Green pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups, and we'll preview what's going on around the two-way playoffs here on the Visit Green pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of your business. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
And we're back on the Visit Greene pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network. Thanks for joining us as we take a look at what's happening in the Class 2A girls basketball playoffs. A full slate of games in the 2A classification on the path to the Pete. In Class 2A, of course, we got this matchup, Rochester and Fort Cherry. The winner of this game will take on either top-seeded Neshanic or ninth-seeded Laurel. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock over in Lawrence County at Union High School. Other side of the bracket, the second game of our doubleheader tonight, Winchester Thurston taking on Burgettstown. That game will tip off at 7:30. And the other game, the winner of the Burgettstown-Winchester-Thurston game, will play either Chartiers-Houston or Aliquippa, that game being played over at South Fayette at 7:30. A lot of quality teams in this two-way bracket, Coach.
Yeah, and I think when you get down to the Final Four, you probably flip a coin to who's going to win that.
Yeah, for sure. On paper, Neshanic seems to be one of the heavy favorites. They're beating the pulp out of everybody going through the two-way schedule, but a lot can happen. I mean, we saw it earlier in the 5A boys playoffs, Lincoln Park, the 2-seed, we thought was a shoe-in for at least one of the spots at the Pete, but ended up getting upset in the first round by 15-seeded Ringgold. So anything can happen in these playoffs and what the WPIL is branding as Moe's Madness.
And the playoffs are a whole different ballgame.
Absolutely. As we'll step aside when we come back, starting lineups and opening tip on the Visit Greene pregame show.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Tamara Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
National anthem wrapping up here from Moon High School in the WPIL Class 2A girls basketball quarterfinals. The fifth-seeded Rochester Rams and the fourth-seeded Fort Cherry Rangers. First, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Rochester Rams, led by head coach Ron Moncrief and assistants Wayne Witt, Jessica Hauser, and Larry Blackwell. We have at guard a 5'6 senior heading to Clarion next year, number 3, Cam Newman. At guard a 5'5 junior, number 5, Gemma Sisko. At guard a 5'7 senior heading to Wheeling next year, number 11, Tia Yellock. At guard a 5'5 sophomore, number 23, Nevaeh Squires. And at forward a 5'10 sophomore, number 50, Siren Crosby. Again, that's Newman, Sisko, Yellock, Squires, and Crosby. For the fifth-seeded Rochester Rams, Coach Briggs has the starting lineup for the Fort Cherry Rangers. Correction, the starting lineup for Fort Cherry. At forward, a 5'9", junior number 3, Emily Fender. At guard, a 5'3", sophomore number 5, Gianna Bianchini. At forward, a 5'10", senior number 14, Brooke Cornally. At center, a 5'9", junior number 15, Julie Close. And at point guard is the 5'4", senior number 20, Bella Bianchini. Again, that's Fender, Bianchini, Cornally, Close, and Bianchini for six-year head coach Clarence Edwards and assistants Carolina Gasparo and Chad Taylor, as Fort Cherry wears the all-white unis, red numerals, gray trim. Rochester, the navy blue jerseys, gray numerals, and the white trim. And a message from Coach Briggs.
Okay. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJP Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026.
And we're about to get underway here from Moon High School. Glad to have you alongside us for the ride as Fort Cherry wins the opening tip, and we'll go from left to right as we describe it in this quarterfinal game in Class 2A girls basketball, as the quick feed inside to Julie Close. She bricks the layup, and the rebound eventually fought for and won by Tia Yellock. She dribbles up the court behind the back for the Rams as they bring it across the front court. Long pass left side. Cam Newman sets the three, and that one off the front of the rim and out. Rebound pulled in by Siren Crosby. That one also too strong. Fort Cherry has the miss.
And as you see, Fort Cherry can shoot the three. They also have some inside play.
Emily Fender pulls up for three from the left wing to get Fort Cherry on the board first.
And they come out in the man-to-man press, or no, the 2-1-2 right now.
Fort Cherry up 3-0, first 45 seconds of the contest, as Newman swings it out to the far side for Squires, gives it back to Yellock at the volleyball line. Yellock dribbling with her left hand slowly over to the left-hand side, trying to get around an island offender, but lost the dribble for a moment. Kicks out the Squires right side. Now Newman, two-handed shovel pass over to the far side for Gemma Sisko, who pulls up, airballs it. Rebound Squires, now kicked around the world again. Tia Yellock drains the three from the left wing. Ties the game at three, first minute 15.
Yeah, with Fort Cherry's pressure defense, Rochester did a great job, really patient. Find that open shot.
Pull-up elbow jumper just barely grazed the rim for Emily Fender, and on the rebound, a jump ball. Gives the ball back to Rochester with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at three after threes made by Emily Fender and Tia Yellock.
Just as early possessions, look like Rochester likes to work it and look for those threes from the outside with their guards.
Those two guards, Yellock and Newman, they're going to be keyed in on heavily for Rochester's offense. That ball swatted away by Gianna Bianchini and into the hands of Brooke Cornally. As it's kicked around, now a deep three off the back of the rim. No good for Fender. And Fender, rather, cleans it up and tries to hit the baseline jumper from the left side. That's unsuccessful. Here comes Newman on the fast break, and that one off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound to Fender. Long pass, Gianna Bianchini tries to find Cornally inside the key. That's poked away. Rochester secures the turnover, but Yellock coughs it up right back to Gianna Bianchini. Bianchini blocked by Squires, and it stays with the Rangers. 2:08 gone by in the first quarter, still tied at three.
Yeah, a couple good transition opportunities there. They're unable to convert, though.
Fender to inbound, staring at the R in Moon area on the right baseline as we describe it. To our right is given the ball to inbound and gives it up to Cornally. And on the way, she's bumped by, looks like, Crosby. That'll send Cornally to the free throw line. Rochester didn't like it, but as you can see on the replay on the NFHS side of things, just grazed the forearm a bit to trigger the foul.
Yeah.
First foul against Siren Crosby. Brooke Cornally on the line. Of course, Cornally, a very familiar name in recent Fort Cherry history, thanks to brother Shane, who was on those WPIL football championship teams, part of that marvelous run that the football team had the last few seasons.
He was also a 1,000-point scorer for me.
Yes,
just a tremendous all-around athlete.
Second shot good by Cornally, and Fort Cherry has a 4-3 lead, 5:51 to play in the first quarter.
One thing about pressing sometimes, doesn't always have to work right away. Sometimes over time, just sort of wear a team down.
And giving off into the front court, Cisco offline, rebound Squires on the three-ball miss. Yellock has the long swing pass from the volleyball line, lost it, poked back by Cornally, but Yellock, tricky maneuvering through the key, through all the defenders, but that one off the back of the rim and out, tipped out of play off the Rangers, and they thought it was off of Squires, but eventually they rule it off Cornally. Rams ball, 5:24 to go in the first, up one.
Interesting, Rochester's going is breaking that press, but then pulling up and shooting a three, really not looking to take it to the basket.
Newman,
and there's another attempt.
To Cisco on the left wing, that's bricked off the back of the rim, rebound Fender, and a long pass up ahead. Bella Bianchini finds Cornally, and Cornally leads the fast break for the two. Fort Cherry doubling up at 6'3", 3 minutes gone by on the first.
Yeah, and Brooke's a good athlete, 5'10", she can run the floor. They get that ball out, she'll get out ahead, and good finish.
And left all alone in the key is Crosby, but with closing speed by Gianna Bianchini to not allow an easy shot. Newman lost it on her ankle.
And there she
and
goes
the ball
again.
Rolls into the hands of a Ranger. Now Bianchini comes out of the scrum. That's Gianna laying it up, no good. And cleaned up by Brooke Cornally on the other side of the rim. And a 30-second timeout taken by the Rochester Rams will take it with them. 4:42 to go in the first. Rangers up 8-3 on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network. I'm Brandon Rossi, joined by Coach Eugene Briggs. And Coach, we mentioned it off the air, but Fort Cherry, the transition game is really what got Fort Cherry out to that big win against Rochester the first time out, and it seems to be paying dividends again.
Yeah, that is really the way they like to play. And, you know, you don't have to run your offense. You just play pressure defense, get the ball out, and get some people that can finish it.
Yellock fakes the three, swims her way on the right lane, lost it, and it was blocked maybe by Fender, but kicked out for three, Cam Newman. Tie makes it 8-6, Fort Cherry up after Newman drains the three. She's on the scoreboard. Brooke Cornally drives in. She banks it off the window and in. Brooke Cornally's got the last 7 points for Fort Cherry to go up 10-6, 4 minutes to play in the first.
Yeah, nice drive from the wing there.
Newman, they go tic-tac-toe, far side to Squires. Now kicked out to the corner. Long three airballed by Shaylin Smalley, who checked in after the timeout. Cam Newman shorts a jumper, and that's out of play. Fort Cherry ball with 3:46 to go in the first. Rangers up four.
With the number of threes they're taking, if they make some of those, that'll keep them in the game because they're not afraid to shoot, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, it's a double-edged sword. You hit the if you're hot from three, it'll really help out in the box scores. Cornally bricks a three, gets her own rebound, and puts it back in. Just heads-up play there by the senior Cornally. But also, too, if you're cold from three, it can really be a hindrance in your game, and you start having to go down low. Yeah. And change up your game.
Well, that's kind of modern basketball now. We just they play that percentage game of if you make threes, it's more points, but when you miss them, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yellock has it at the top of the key. Down six are the Rams. Kicks out Squires for three off the side of the backboard. Rebound Gianna Bianchini. And she slows up, controls the point for Fort Cherry before giving it off to her sister Bella.
Yeah. At this point, Rochester's not doing too much on the boards at either end.
Gianna Bianchini's pass to Cornally swatted away by Nevaeh Squires. And we'll have a substitution of Sophia Matsuk, a very familiar name in Beaver County lore. She's former Beaver Falls and Rochester coach Gene Matsuk's niece. And over on that right wing, three ball short for Emily Fender, grazed the front of the rim. Rebound to Matsuk. And here comes Squires across the front court for Rochester, dribbling back over to the middle. Lopped over Cornally, who gives it up to Newman. Newman dump off from the right block, and that rattles in for Sophia Matsuk.
Nice ball that time on the part of Rochester getting that ball inside, but an easy one for a change.
12-8 for Cherry, 2:22 to go in the first. Cornally has it on the left wing. Ball was tipped by Squires, and the steal was fought for by Smalley, and Smalley gets cross-bodied by Brooke Cornally. wincing a little bit, may have gotten a little wind knocked out of her, but it just goes as a foul against Brooke Cornally, her first, team first. And, well, Cornally, as we just saw in the replay on the video side, kind of bumped into Smalley, but enough to trigger a foul, not that she needed to anyway.
Yeah. Well, she's not afraid of contact.
As yep. evidence there.
Yes.
2:15 to go in the first. It's 12-8 Rangers. Yellock dribbling to her right. Goes into the right wing. Passes to the right elbow for Matsuk. Now gives it back. Yellock, wide open three. Shorts it. Rebound Gianna Bianchini. Gianna dribbles up the court. Slows up in front of the scores table and gives it to Bella at half court. Bella Bianchini hands off to Fender. Gives it back to Gianna. Now it's kicked around for Cornally. Three ball. She has the hot hand, but that one couldn't be put in. Rebound and a put up again by Fender. That long rebound tracked down by Matsuk. She lost the dribble. Out of bounds. It's off of Matsuk. Goes back to the Rangers with 1:32 to play in the first. Fort Cherry up by four.
That was good defensive part of Cornally there. Cut the ball off and she just stepped out of bounds.
She kind of circumnavigated her off to the out-of-bounds wing. And now checking in to inbound is Amara Martino.
Last possession was kind of rare tonight. They actually had him working the half court a little bit here and there set again. But
Gianna Bianchini for three. That's also well off. A lot of three balls hit or missing on the opposite side of the rim off the backboard.
Yeah.
And Rochester slows up. Matsuk gives it off to Yellock on the wing. Yellock, long pass to Squires, opposite side. Three ball from the wing is banked in. Nevaeh Squires, the sophomore.
Not so sure she meant to do that one, but it counts for three.
12-11, Fort Cherry up, less than a minute to play in the first. Top of the key, swarmed in by Bella Bianchini. Now taking a long two, her foot was on the line. And that one missed by Gianna Bianchini. Rebound to the Rams. Now Smalley up the floor. Leading the fast break. She's fouled from behind by Fender. And that'll send Rochester to the line on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation. Rangers up one.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
First free throw by Shaylin Smalley was off the back of the rim. And the second shot up, and it falls in. We're tied at 12 with 44.9 ticks remaining in the first half.
Yeah, the difference in the last few minutes is Rochester's forcing Fort Cherry to play a little half court.
Pull up three. Bella Bianchini answers right back to give the Rangers the lead right back, 15-12.
And like you mentioned earlier, it forced them to play in the half court. When they missed those threes, off Rochester went. They got some transition buckets themselves.
Newman for three, back rim. Rebound goes to Yellock. She backs up at the right wing, takes a three. May have gotten blocked by Bella Bianchini. It stays with Rochester. Thought that was a block because that was way short of the rim.
You hope it got blocked.
Yes. That was one of those shots where you can't help but think someone got a hand on it somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Rochester has it, 15.8 showing on the first quarter clock. Inbound from Yellock over to Matsuk. And dribbling to the left, Squires hands off to Newman.
Looking for that last shot. 5 seconds to go.
Lets the clock evaporate. Goes to the right wing corner for Smalley. Can't bank that one in. Rebound juggled, and no one's going to get it. That's the end of the first. Fort Cherry up 15-12 over Rochester after one on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Big Ten Plus. Get 3 months of Big Ten Plus for only $4.99 per month. Scan the QR code or go to BigTenPlus.com and enter NFHS when selecting a monthly pass at checkout.
Second quarter underway here on the WJPA Sports Network. Fort Cherry leads by three as Cornally nearly turned it over, but Squire has swatted it back to Cornally. Keeps the possession alive. Goes over to Fender on the block, and Fender is bumped by Tia Yellock. She'll get sent to the line for Fort Cherry.
Well, neither team there in the first quarter into their half-court sets was getting really good shots. Most shots end up being just a chucked-up three, and some of them went in. The ball movement on neither team has been really that sharp. But the transition games, I think, aided them both getting a little rhythm.
First shot by Emily Fender is offline, no good. It stays at 15-12 with 17 seconds elapsed in this second quarter. Fender dribbles twice, puts the shot up and in. And it's a four-point Rangers lead. As Tia Yellock inbounds to Newman. A pair of Division II bound women's basketball players. Newman to Clarion, Yellock to Wheeling. Yellock has it. Double teamed and kicks out the Squires. The sophomore was going behind Newman, but Yellock was there to barely snatch it away from Gianna Bianchini. Yellock pulled up from the left lane, and that's brick. Squires has the rebound. Backs up, now goes in. Kicks out Yellock for three. Just outside the right wing. That's off the front of the rim. Here's Newman with the rebound. The tape on her left shoulder as Yellock Euro step inside the lane. And that one missed everything. Emily Fender has the rebound. Here comes Cornally in transition. Cornally can't bank it in. She had the hot hand in the first quarter, scoring 9 of the points. Rebound was Crosby, but stolen by Gianna Bianchini, trying to lead the fast break, and Fort Cherry gets another possession.
Yeah, a couple minutes of wild players, some long shots, long rebounds, missed layups.
Julie Close misses that to the right. Rebound Newman. And now it's controlled by Tia Yellock. Yellock over to the right side, hands off. Now it's given to the left elbow to Siren Crosby. Cam Newman drives on the left baseline, and she gets the bump and the foul.
You know, most teams would be unsettled by that extended 2-3 or 4 Cherry, but Rochester seems pretty comfortable with that. They just shoot from 25 feet no matter what.
The first foul against Julie Close, and the second or the third of the game, and the first against Fort Cherry in this second quarter, as Cam Newman on the line looking to complete the three-point play and make it a one-point game. The three-point play is unsuccessful. Rebound pulled in by Fort Cherry. Right side to Gianna Bianchini. And dribbles over the left wing. Fender. Now top side for Bella Bianchini. Gianna, now Bella back to Cornally trying to free up the perimeter. Bella Bianchini takes the shot, hits off the left side of the rim, goes out of bounds, and it'll go to Rochester. 5:56 to go in the second. It is 16-14 for Cherry.
I am surprised that Fort Cherry isn't extending that press like they did early on. Might see them come back with that shortly.
Squires on that right-hand wing. She's part of the three players that get the most attention for Rochester, kind of the big three, if you will, is Cam Newman. Bricks a three off the side of the rim, left side, and rebound pulled in by Fender. Gives it out to Bella Bianchini. Bianchini's play catch. Now Gianna takes the three from the left wing, and Gianna Bianchini on the scoreboard. More importantly, though, Fort Cherry up by five.
Yeah, she's a kid that when the shots start falling, she gets energized, plays some better defense.
Squires hand gives it to the right wing corner. Newman tries to drive baseline, right baseline, and hits it off the bottom of the backboard out of bounds. It's Fort Cherry ball, 5:09 to go in the second.
Rangers up five with the basketball. And the throw inside. It was saved momentarily by the Rangers. That was Diaz, it looked like. And Rochester lost it down low. And turnover gives the ball right back to Fort Cherry.
Nice push. Just couldn't finish there at the end. Fort Cherry also contentious to walk the ball up the floor here and work the perimeter looking for a good shot. Not too much happening inside, though.
Cornally now takes the dribble drive. It was poked free by Tia Yellock as she got to the left elbow. Yellock swims her way inside the lane and takes it coast to coast on the steal and score. 19-16, Rangers up, 4.5 to go in the second.
And nice poke away on that play there. Finished the transition bucket.
Gianna Bianchini on the right wing. Takes one dribble. Hands off to Bella Bianchini on the far side, who gives it right back. Gianna for three. Back iron. And the rebound fought for. And Cornally has it at the free throw line. Tries to take it in herself. Can't. Rebound Newman. Newman goes through the defense and swings it to the left side for Shaylin Smalley, who misses the layup. And pulled to the ground was Fender on the rebound, and it leads to a jump ball. Possession will go to Rochester. 4:02 to go in the second quarter. Fort Cherry is up by three, 19-16. Another sub coming in. This is Martino re-entering for Fort Cherry. As Rochester getting play calls in from head coach Ron Moncrief, who was, at least the time that I've known him, was the head coach at Vincentian Academy before it closed down. So Pia Maxwell takes the inbound for two.
Poor Cherry wasn't really paying attention on the inbound there. That was just a very easy layup for them.
And Julie Close on the other end gets called for an offensive charge. Yeah, right there as Cam Newman was able to get that one called against Close. That's her second, team second.
Easy call there. She was set for a good second or two before this contact.
Rochester down one, but they have the basketball. And the pass to Yellock, and she's fouled from behind by Amara Martino, and Tia Yellock will have a chance to tie the game and potentially take the lead. Down one on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Both free throws by Yellock, no good. And Fort Cherry back the other way. Gianna Bianchini for three. That one hits off the back of the rim, and it falls in.
Lucky bounce there. Straight up in the air and in through.
Big time.
I'm sure they'll take that, though.
Gianna had four threes in the first round win over Riverview. She's got two here tonight. 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Yellock for three, right wing, also off. Cam Newman swirls in the rebound, and Newman goes into the key, off balance, and puts it up and in. Nice shot by the future Clarion Golden Eagle.
Yeah, very nice move there. Nice finish on it.
Bella Bianchini on the left wing, and that's a foul called on Nevaeh Squires, the sophomore, with 2:43 to go in the second quarter. Fort Cherry is up by two.
Yeah. Squires with a foul for Rochester.
Fort Cherry needs to find another way to score in a half court, except relying on these three-point shots. And they do have some players that can do something inside, but just not able to get it in there.
Brooke Cornally left all alone inside the key. The easiest two she'll have all night. Up four are the Rangers.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well there.
2:30 to go in the second quarter as, again, Cornally just camping out down there and was able to get the two with ease. As Yellow kicks out, here's Gemma Sisko draining the three from the left wing. Rochester back to within one.
Sisko for three.
At 2:10 to go in the second. Bella Bianchini to the volleyball line. Rochester wanted something called for potentially a 3-second violation. Martino for three. That one may have been altered by Cisco, and the rebound hauled in by Yellock. Newman up the floor, zigging and zagging, and a foul and a reach in for Fort Cherry. I think they're calling it a floor foul. And it's against the Rangers with 1:52 to play in the second quarter. Foul is on Martino. 30-second timeout is taken as well with 1:52 to play in the second on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back again on the WJPA Sports Network as Fort Cherry leads Rochester only by one. Much more competitive game than the first time these two teams got together last month when Fort Cherry put in the mercy rule against the Rams. And the inbound three taken and missed by Squires off the back of the rim. Rebound falls to Gianna Bianchini.
Well, the one nice thing that Rochester's doing right now is, you know, we're just getting a little wide on that zone because of the shooting.
Martino.
Newman's just taking it down the middle and breaking them down.
Well, Martino missed the right block layup. Rebound to Yellock. And Cisco back to Yellock at the top of the key. Tries to find some space, but some blanketing defense by the Rangers with about 80 seconds to play in the second. Yellock takes it back at the gray line, right in front of the volleyball line here at Moon. Yellock from the elbow, that's missed, and Yellock stays down on the deck, and she gets up, but Cornally the other way. Two on one, Cornally splits it, and she scores the layup. Giver of Baker's does it.
Yeah, nice finish in the open floor. Good push by Fort Cherry there.
She's got 13, and Fort Cherry's got a three-point lead over Rochester, under a minute to play in the second. Squires. Dribbling to the top side of the court. Now to Yellock. Yellock feeds it to Cisco at the elbow before giving it right back. Yellock, two dribbles, a three, in and out. Rebound will go to close for a second. And it's a jump ball as another Ram got their hands up on the ball. That was Crosby. And the jump ball gives the possession back to Fort Cherry anyway.
You know, not to be overly critical, but so far tonight, both teams, they're giving up these three-point attempts. Most of these shots are kind of uncontested.
Well, I guess, too, at the same token, a lot of those threes have been way offline. So something to keep in mind as the game progresses. I'm sure both coaches will have adjustments going into halftime, which we're 15 seconds away from. Martino dribbling around, goes to Gianna Bianchini. Now right wing, cross court, Cornally, left wing three. Off the back iron, and on the rebound, Crosby flies in, and a foul is called with 6 seconds to play in the second quarter. And it will be a floor foul against keeping the Rangers with the possession at 6.1 on the second quarter clock. Rangers up three.
Kind of surprised we got a call on that one. That was... In that situation, probably that one go.
Cornally could have taken a shot from the baseline. Instead, throws it away. And Squires wasn't paying attention to the clock. Dribbled across half court. Couldn't even get a chance at a shot. And that's how we end the first half. Fort Cherry up 26-23 over Rochester on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com dreamfields.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money guy. 412-569-4000.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Welcome back to the WJPA Sports Network at Moon High School for the WPIL 2A quarterfinals. Fort Cherry, the 4, leads Rochester, the 5, in a good one, 26-23 here at the half. The leading scorers for the Rangers, Brooke Cornally, far and away the leading scorer with 13 points. Gianna Bianchini has 6 off of a pair of threes. Emily Fender has 4. Bella Bianchini has 3, while Rochester has been a little more distributive of the basketball. Cam Newman leads with 7. Tia Yellock has 5. Sophie Matsuk with 4. Gemma Sisko and Nevaeh Squires both have a 3. And Shaylin Smalley has a singular point for Rochester. And, Coach, close game between these two through the first half. What you like, what you didn't like, that you saw from both sides?
As I'm thinking about it right now, I think that Coach Edwards changed his approach a little bit with Lippman not available. Maybe not as deep that normally I would see them pressing a little more, getting the ball out and running a little bit more, because the opportunities have been there a few times. They have got some layups, but other times they've pulled it and walked the ball down the floor, which, you know, really isn't their strength. So we'll see if they change it up in the second half.
Yeah, for sure. And, well, for Fort Cherry and for Rochester, this is, again, both teams, especially from three, the shot selection, I feel like, hasn't been entirely there. They've been, like you pointed out, late in the second quarter, there were a lot of uncontested threes, but just not a lot of good shots from three.
You're right.
So offensively, you'd think that both teams would want to get something going, anything going, just to provide any sort of offensive spark going into the second half. But, again, I'm sure Coach Moncrief and Coach Edwards are drawing up something of sorts in order to, hopefully for their sake.
Of course, they both could have had a game plan thinking, and they want to keep their numbers inside the paint there,
right,
force some outside shots, then just adjust if they start making them. Right now it's probably a fair strategy, but again, for Fort Cherry, that's not how they're going to win a game. They get out and run is how they succeed.
I have a lot of WPIL playoff action going on. 6A girls quarterfinals, Norwin leads Hemphill at halftime 36-23. In 5A boys, Shaler on top of Chartreuse Valley. That's a little bit of a head scratcher. 33-28, the Titans lead the Colts at the half. But again, the 5A bracket, at least that we've seen the last couple of years, it's probably the most unpredictable bracket. Everyone was kind of slotting in teams like Montour, Baldwin, to get to the championship game, and it ended up being Chartreuse Valley and Peters Township. Miraculous run for the Indians last season. But today in the quarter in playoff action, it's the 6A quarters and the 2A quarters in girls basketball. And in boys basketball, it's the 5A quarters and 3A quarters. Games that are tipping off are going on right now. Shaler and Char Valley, we just talked about that. Shadyside and Southmoreland, along with Seton LaSalle and Aliquippa, have tipped off at 6 o'clock. South Allegheny and Mohawk just getting underway over at North Allegheny. And the only other girls game happening, Hemphill and Norwin. Lots of action. Also, not to mention, on the girls' side, a couple of consolation games, including Washington County's own Trinity Hillers. A battle against South Fayette took him down the wire, and the defensive gameplay almost worked and nearly shocked not just the WPIL, but pretty much the state of Pennsylvania, nearly taking down South Fayette. 26-23, they fell to the Lions. They're taking on Baldwin at 7 o'clock over in Whitehall. And Holstman 3A, our friends over in Greene County. There's Waynesburg Central. They're at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart for a 7 o'clock tip against the Chargers. So, again, a lot of action, but a lot of eyes also pointed towards the quarterfinals of girls and boys basketball. It's the most exciting time of the year, Coach.
Yeah, well, and you know, you see some of these games, close scores or upsets. You call them upsets. But it really is a whole different type of play in the playoffs. The officials really feel they want to make the players play, so a lot of things are let go. And some of the officials are called mostly a college game, where they let a little more contact go. And like they've told me, they said they don't like to see the players play. So you'll see some plays that they let go in these games that normally in a regular season you'd be going to the line.
Absolutely, yes. We'll step aside. We got a little over 3 minutes to go until we start the second half. When we come back, we'll have second half action on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Tamara Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Fort Cherry up 26-23 as we're about set to get started with the second half of action. I'm Brandon Rosside, joined by Coach Eugene Briggs. Our producer is Nate Rigotti. He's been the busiest man in this building by far with all of the technical glitches that we've had to deal with all night long. And really kudos to Nate Rigotti for just getting us on the air. As I was saying the other night, we're just the schmucks that call the game and get on the air. Here's the over on the right wing, Tia Yellock pulls up, falls down, and a late whistle, and they're calling it against Rochester.
I think she saw a push off there on the rebound.
Yep, it's on Cam Newman, her first. With the first 15 seconds of the third quarter, Moon at Moon High School, Fort Cherry up 26-23. I almost said Moon was up.
Yeah.
Same colors.
Yeah.
Left wing, and the foot was on the line for Fender on at the top of the key. Rebound hauled in by Bella Bianchini. Spins her way past the defender. Dishes off to Fender, who misses the bunny from the right block.
Nice opportunity. Too bad couldn't complete that one.
Newman to Squires on the right side, and now
where Cherry's changed the defense up a little bit, more like a 1-2-2 right now.
We'll see how that plays out as the game progresses. Yellock backs up. You know she's thinking about three. She's been taking a lot of those shots all night as she hands off to Siren Crosby from the right elbow. That misses everything. Rebound corralled by Bianchini, gives to Cornally, bricks it off the backboard, and Cornally in a fight for the ball with Yellock and a jump ball. Possession stays with the Rangers. As Shaylin Smalley comes in for Rochester, who trails by three, just over a minute into play in the third. Fender inbounds to Gianna Bianchini. Three ball taken from the left wing and off the side of the rim. Rebound Smalley.
Again, Rochester was sort of content to let her shoot that.
Smalley gives it behind to Newman as Newman calls out plays as he backpedals to the left flank of the volleyball line. And directing plays with her left hand and dribbling with her right. And gets the ball out. This is dropped by Siren Crosby. And now Cornally splits a couple of defenders, and Cornally gets ball with a walk. Cornally just got too comfortable there, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was also good defense by Squires, and a timeout is taken by Rochester with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Fort Cherry up by three on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Still a three-point lead for Fort Cherry.
Yeah, and I think this defensive adjustment is keeping Newman out of the lane for right now. And Fort Cherry's had a layup and a couple transition misses, so they could have three buckets here right now. Just blew some good opportunities there.
Squires dribbles and gives it behind to Smalley. Nearly lost it out of bounds on the flank, but she has the dribble. But Smalley coughs it up, and it's stolen by Bella Bianchini, gets in the crouching position and hands off to Gianna over in the front court. Bella Bianchini, two dribbles, kicks to the right wing. Now it's Cornally. Cornally around a defender, but both players, or players from both teams, fall on the ball right outside the right lane, and a jump ball is called, and it's going to go back to the Rams.
A little sloppy with the ball in here in the last 30 seconds or so.
2 minutes elapsed in the third quarter, just over that. Still looking for our first points of the third quarter. As coming across as Squires, goes left wing to Newman. Newman feeds Yellock inside, and Yellock lost it. And the put up is no good. Rebound Rangers. Here's Bella Bianchini up the timeline. Bella Bianchini blows through Smalley, and she's maneuvered out of bounds by the sophomore. Give the possession back to the Rams.
And it looked like there was going to be something happen there, but just she ended up just sort of heading straight out of bounds with that.
Neither team offensively can get any momentum going on either side.
Yeah, neither team being real aggressive looking for the shot here.
Well, Fort Cherry, they don't need to be the aggressor. They're up three. Here's a steal. As Gianna Bianchini just took Rochester's lunch money. Goes to the left wing to Bella Bianchini. Now on the left wing, a long jumper for two from the corner by Fender. Off the back rim, rebound Squires on the right wing corner. Flushes the Fort Cherry defense out of the way. Then gives to Yellock as she crosses the timeline. Yellock, blow by, stops right in front of the right lane. Two bounces off the rim, it falls out. Rebound Newman, puts it up, and a foul with 4:46 to go in the third quarter. Rochester down by three on the WJPA Sports Network, powered by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
First shot by Cam Newman was good, so first points of the third quarter from either side. Second one in and out, rebound Fender, so it's now a 26-24 Rangers lead, about 4:40 to go in the third.
Yeah, in his third period, Fortier's had some opportunities for fast breaks. Cronally has leaked out, but Rochester doing a nice job, I think, pressuring the ball, so not able to get that ball out and get those easy layups.
Cornelli tried to feed it to Bella Bianchini, falls down, and two Rams were all over it. And a jump ball, possession stays with the Rangers with 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Amara Martino will inbound for the Rangers at the right block. Martino could have got to Cornelli, but instead it's put up and in, put up by Julia Close, and she'll shoot two instead on the WJPA Sports Network. Rangers up by two with 4:27 to go in the third quarter. It's all brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
First shot in and out for Close. Remains a two-point lead for Fort Cherry. Second shot is Close. Stares at the rim, puts the shot up, and it's off to the left. Rebound to Yellock, and Yellock rips the ball away from a couple of Rangers. No jump ball, and Yellock lost it as it's poked free by Bella Bianchini. And the steal will go to Martino, but that was really all Bianchini there. Throw away by the Rangers and tipped out off of Sophia Matsuk.
Both teams have a little trouble taking care of the ball here in this half.
Gotta love when you hear it. You're killing me, Smalls, from a fan right below us. Says now dribbling to the right, Bella Bianchini lost the dribble. Here's Yellow. Both teams creating lots of turnovers in the second half. And it's Tia Yellow who gets her first field goal and ties the game at 26. Just about halfway through the third quarter. And Yellow, did they call a foul? I believe they did. On Yellow, that'll be her first. It is indeed on the future Wheeling Cardinal.
Not sure there's much contact there on that play. I was kind of surprised by that. Could be an attempt to, you know, limit some of this contact that's going on right now.
Inbound to Bella Bianchini, forced to the right, and swung out to Close for three. That's off the back of the rim, and a jump ball, Rochester ball, with 3:38 to go in the third, tied at 26. Again, the winner of this game will play either Neshanic or Laurel in the semifinals, the final four, if you will. It'll be played next week, at the beginning of next week, before the championships take place at the Pete. Timeout for the Rams right before Rochester can get a shot up from the key. And we're tied at 26 with 3:31 to go in the third on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free, no-obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your Safe Money Guy. 412-569-4000.
Low-scoring third quarter. Rochester has the only points of the third, just three. And the Rams and Rangers deadlocked at 26, 3.5 to go in the third. And the quick inbound, the three to Newman. And Rochester has the lead.
Hard to imagine Fort Cherry didn't account for Newman there in the corner. There was nobody even close to her.
Must have been focused on Yellock. That was the one who got the inbound before kicking it off to Newman. And they feed it inside the paint, looking for Diaz. And it's handed around to Bella Bianchini. Yellock gets the steal and throws it to Cisco. Keeps the possession alive. Here's Newman the other way. Newman off the backboard and in. 5 quick points for the Rams, up by 5. Under 3 to go in the third. And a quick pass. Cornelli tries to draw a foul. They call it a block on Crosby. Stays with Fort Cherry. I'm surprised they didn't call anything there, but alas, it stays with Fort Cherry.
I think Fort Cherry's lucky to keep possession of that one.
Man. I agree.
Yeah.
Inbound, Martino goes to Gianna Bianchini, hands off to Bella. Fender lost the dribble. Newman was tied up for a moment, otherwise she could have gotten to the ball. And now Bella Bianchini, long two, right side. And a foul before the ball hits the rim. And who are they calling this on? It's on Tia Yellock. That's her second, team fourth, 2:31 to go in the third quarter. And both coaches now being called over by our officials. Rochester up 31-26. The Rams have scored all 8 points of the third quarter. Rochester not happy with the foul call there on Yellock. They wanted a moving screen, I'm sure, as you can hear from our crowd mic down below, but that is what the call was, and I think now there's...
I'm not sure what the conference is about.
Let the officials officiate.
Oh, boy.
And let the spectators be positive.
I'll say this, as a PA announcer myself, I don't know. Kind of inciting Rochester, getting them a little...
Yeah, give them a little airtime by acknowledging that.
Rambunctious. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
The inbound goes to Bella Bianchini. As we resume play, she runs the baseline, kicks out to the right side, and a put-up block by Siren Crosby, but Fort Cherry got it back. Swatted around to Martino. Martino dumps to Amaya Diaz. Shot blocked again by Yellock. It's out of bounds off Yellock. And the Rochester faithful, they sense all the momentum right now.
Yeah, a little rowdy right now. Fort Cherry really needs a bucket here to quiet this down.
Inbound.
Otherwise, I think Rochester can break this open.
Fender spinning around in the right lane, backs up and overshoots the target, and it's tossed out by Martino. Last touch fire, Rochester ball. And Fort Cherry offensively just has to settle down here. Timeout is taken. They'll regroup with 2 minutes to play in the third. Rochester 31, Fort Cherry 26 on the WJPA Sports Center presented by the CNX Foundation.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Rochester inbounds with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, up by five. The Rams have scored all 8 points of the third quarter. Fort Cherry has been held to nothing.
You know, I didn't expect it to make that big a difference, but it looks like the Allison Lippman not being available tonight has really hurt Fort Cherry's offense.
Yellock on the pull-up, nothing but net. Rams continue this 10-0 run. Up by seven now, and on the baseline, hits off the front of the rim for Cornally. Put the put back and put in by Julie Close. Back to a five-point Rams lead. Under 90 seconds to play in the third. Yellock, volleyball line. Now Newman, left wing three. In and out. Rattles out of the rim, and the offensive board goes to Squires. Yellock through a double team and falling down. Will shoot two as she's fouled by a couple of suspects. With 1:09 to go in the third quarter, Rams up by five on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Yellow cans both free throws to make it a 7-point lead, 35-28. That's Fort Cherry's maneuvering the ball around. We got a foul on Rochester. And it'll be free throws for Fort Cherry. Double bonus coming up. With exactly a minute to play. I didn't catch who they got the foul on. Did they get Yellock?
I didn't really even see the foul. Tell you the truth.
I have five fouls against Rochester. Now there's some discussion with the scores table. The scoreboard still says four fouls. There's your look on the NFHS network.
And now showing five.
It is the fifth foul. I just saw the clock operator give up the five. So this is two shots. And they got Smalley with the foul, her first. And the team's fifth. First shot off the back of the rim for Bella B and Caney. A couple of subs in. Sophia Matsuk and Gemma Sisko.
Portray hasn't helped himself at the line tonight. I'm not sure, but they've not been too successful tonight.
Two makes.
There's one more.
Three makes. They're 3 for 8 on the free throw line.
Yeah, he's like a little more than that.
As Bella Bianchini makes the second, it's 35-29 Rams. The inbound long lob pass into Yellock. As Yellock double teamed in the corner, gives to Newman, lost it for a moment, but no pressure there from Fort Cherry. Yellock at the volleyball line. Dribbling around in between her legs. On an island now. Gets around Bella Bianchini. Yellock in between four defenders. How did Yellock get that one off? She swans that one in with ease.
She did a great job of splitting that.
Cornally misses the bunny on the other end. And the ball, an avalanche of bodies on the floor. And a jump ball. This is going to stay with Fort Cherry. Or correction. Do I have that the other way? No, it's Rochester ball. As Nevaeh Squires will check in for the Rams. Clock stopped at 29.5 seconds remaining.
Big defensive possession here for Fort Cherry.
Rochester up 37-29.
You don't want to see that getting the double figures going into the fourth.
Well, Yellock's got 13, as does Cam Newman, as Yellock dribble drives. And an offensive charge, Yellock gets bumped, holding her head, and she's on the ground. And they're calling the foul on Yellock. That's her third. Yellock bumped her head, and she's being checked on by the training staff here with 19.7 seconds left on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Big loss for Rochester as Tia Yellow got fouled and also bumped her head, and she's currently going through the concussion protocol. Came up very woozy, very dizzy, so she's off to the bench for now. We'll see if she comes back in later. Shorted by Julie Close, and a foul on the rebound, and they're giving it to Rochester. The foul is called on Brooke Cornally. That's her second. As you take a look at the replay, Cornally had Cam Newman almost in a headlock on the rebound.
Yeah, kind of an easy call there. No question at all.
As the inbound will come up for Cam Newman, clock shows at 8.8. They got to rely on Newman. She's got 13 with Yellock sideline with injury. Newman crosses the timeline, gets bumped. Newman looks to do it herself, falls down. We'll shoot two. As the foul is called on Emily Fender, her second. There was contact as Newman tried to evade it, going to her right, and Newman will look to make it possibly a double-digit lead for Rochester.
Well, Newman did a great job of pushing it down the floor, and then Fort Cherry didn't do a very good job of stepping up and forcing her out of the lane, and she just took it there and drew the foul.
First shot up and no good for Newman, so it'll stay a single-digit lead for now. 8 points is the difference, 37-29, with 1.3 to go in the third. Newman bricks the second. Rebound for Cherry, and Martino's just going to eat it and go into half. Rochester 37, Fort Cherry 29 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Hey boy, it was a nightmare third quarter for Fort Cherry, especially offensively. They were outscored in the third frame 14-3 by the Rochester Rams, who now have a 37-29 lead over the Fort Cherry Rangers in the WPIAL quarterfinals.
Well, if you like that, I think you're definitely going to see, you know, full court pressure by Fort Cherry trying to take the ball out of Newman's hands.
As Fort Cherry inbounds to begin the fourth quarter. Again, trying to get something going offensively. Defensively, at least in the start of the third, they had the right antidote. As the as the dump off down low from Fender is good to Julie Close. So good start for the Rangers, now down six.
Probably their only clean possession here in the second half.
Shaylin Smalley corrals the high pass and is fouled. Looks like by Bella Biancini. That's her second, team first of the fourth quarter. 7:33 to go in the fourth. 6 points the difference. Rochester up. Inbound to Newman. As again, Yellock remains sideline. That's a big loss for Rochester offensively. And now let's see if Newman can help spearhead this attack for Rochester as they look to hold on. Smalley from the elbow may have taken the extra step as it goes in and out. Rebound Rangers, goes defender. Bella Biancini across the timeline, tries to feed the cutter inside the baseline. Martino, just a bad pass, and Crosby swats it to Newman, who has the steal.
Yeah, there really was nothing there. with Cornelli on the bench, you really don't have that one player that can get out there.
Newman banks it in. Back to an eight-point lead for Rochester. 39-31, Rams up. Bianchini to Fender. And now it's Gianna Bianchini from the left elbow, just outside of that. The jumper is drained and a timeout taken by Coach Edwards and the Fort Cherry Rangers with 6:39 to go in the fourth. Rochester 39, Fort Cherry 33 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Back from break on the WJPA Sports Network as Fort Cherry had the lead at halftime, a tenuous one against Rochester. They were up 26-23 at half, and that lead has since evaporated, and Rochester now has the six-point lead over the Rangers, 39-33.
Now Fort Cherry now doubling Newman, trying to keep the ball out of her hands.
All swatted out on the inbound by Martino, so another chance for the Rams.
I would say it's a good strategy. Newman is a difference maker for sure.
Well, you got to think offensively, that's where Rochester's going to go as the inbound goes to Squire. She's someone that can do some damage. Probably look at her to be kind of the future of this program offensively. Squires goes back door to Smalley. An ill-advised turnover as that's bounced into the hands of Bianchini. Finds Cornelli. Cornelli too strong on the layup. Second chance Fender and is fouled. And she'll shoot two on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. It's a six-point gap for the Rangers.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
A couple dribbles up in the air, and both free throws by Emily Fender are unsuccessful.
Hard to come back, and you can't make those easy ones like that.
So it stays a 39-33 game. Rochester up.
You look at the situation, it goes from 6-4.
Yellock on the pull-up, left elbow. That is good. Tia Yellock, who checks in after getting bumped and apparently clear the concussion protocol. She leads Rochester to an eight-point lead. Three-ball Martino from the corner off the side of the rim and out. Rebound to Bianchini. Cornelli back to Gianna. As it's given to Martino at the top side. Martino, right block. And a foul is called against Rochester. It's on Crosby. Also, score update, we talked about it. The 5A, unpredictable bracket. Well, guess what? Char Valley's down by 12.
That's very interesting.
To Shaler, 60-48. And also, here's another thing. 3A quarterfinals. South Allegheny leads Mohawk after one quarter, 31-3.
Wow.
Jumper from the right wing for Gianna Bianchini, no good. And here comes Yellock the other way. Rochester up by 8 with 5:23 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, Fort Cherry's lack of offense in this second half has been very surprising. I mean, they just struggled to get anything at all.
Squires to Cisco, three. Back out of the iron, goes right back in her direction. But Bella Bianchini has the rebound. Finds Martino, bottled it, but Martino puts it up and in.
I am surprised that Rochester's taking a quick shot here. It's really the time to sort of slow things down and make Fort Cherry come out and get them.
Up correction, it was a typo. It's 31-30, South Allegheny up on Mohawk.
That sounds a little more
right. It sounds a little more right.
Yeah.
Someone said 31-3. Okay. And that came from a very credible source, too. So,
yeah.
Yellock, a across the timeline for Rochester. Yellock spins her way past Bianchini, trying to shake her off. But Bella Bianchini not giving her an inch.
You know, the two quality guards that Rochester has, it's going to be awfully hard to get that ball out of their hands.
Crosby bangs through a Ranger and misses the bunny. Rebound Cornally. Cornally to the right side. And a long three. Gianna Bianchini seems to be favoring that spot. That one was short, out of bounds off Crosby.
I think long was an understatement there. That was a good 30-footer.
Yeah. Well, that's not the first time she's taken that shot. She's done that a couple times tonight.
Yeah.
As Gianna Bianchini to inbound with Fort Cherry trailing by six, 4:20 to go in the fourth. Bianchini, one dribble to the left. Now they work it around to Brooke Cornally, left wing jumper for two. High bounce off the rim and out. Rebound Newman on the baseline. And Newman goes from left to right before passing it back to Yellock. Yellock directs traffic. Stops at the right wing. And Yellock goes behind to Crosby at the free throw line. Crosby tries to work her way in. Got away with something there. As Smalley goes up. And a foul on the rebound. Are they calling it with 3:51 to go in the fourth quarter? It's offensive on Smalley. That's her second, team second.
Kind of a key possession here for Fort Cherry. Really need a bucket to make this next couple minutes interesting.
Cornally takes the three. That's offline as well. Cornally has been silent since the second quarter. She scored 13 first half points, zero in the second half.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why Rochester is out to the 6-point lead with 3.5 to go.
Well, you said that was a big possession there.
Bounce feed to Smalley. Gets around Cornally, but a travel. Good defense there by Cornally.
So Fort Cherry's given another opportunity here to close the gap a little bit. Let's see what happens.
Cisco checks back in for the Rams.
Some subs in for both teams. It's Diaz and Cisco, but not before a timeout by Rochester. 60 seconds. We'll take it with them. 3:22 to go in the fourth. Rochester 41, Fort Cherry 35 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. If you're approaching retirement, we need to talk. I offer retirement income planning strategies with lower risk and guaranteed income. Call me, 412-569-4000. And remember, I offer safe money investing with zero fees. Let's get together for a free no obligation review of your retirement plans. I'm RJ Diaz, your safe money guy. 412-569-4000.
Imperial Land Corporation is proud to be developing real estate in Washington and Allegheny counties. Over 3,000 acres can accommodate any size development. The nearly 900-acre Fort Cherry Development District along PA 576 is prime commercial real estate minutes from the Pittsburgh Airport and I-79. Visit imperialland.com or call 412-424-0495 for development opportunities. Good luck to the Fort Cherry Rangers from Imperial Land Corporation.
Just under 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Cherry down by six. They were up three at half in a disastrous third quarter where offensively nothing went right. And the Rangers have given up the lead as the bounce feed from Bella Bianchini bounces off of Crosby's shin. But luckily there, it was picked up by Martino. Left side, Bella Bianchini stops at the left elbow, gives it to Martino. Martino through two defenders, and how did Amaya Diaz get that wide open? Apparently, her defender just lost her.
Well, Rochester sent three people at the ball, and there just was nobody left to pick her up.
Yellock gets bumped into by Cornally. That's Cornally's third personal foul, the team's second of the quarter, with 2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Cherry trailing 41-37 to Rochester in the 2A quarterfinals. Also, another score update. Chartiers Valley has closed the gap in 5A boys. Shaler now leads by three, 64-61. Inbound to Tia Yellock. Long one from Cam Newman as Yellock surveys the scene. Newman thought about the screen, but was way too late. Now she's trying to set one up. Bella Bianchini doesn't take the bait.
Yeah, Rochester doing a good job holding the ball, being patient, making Fort Cherry come out and play.
Well, yeah, they now, I mean, that's kind of the game right now. Nearly the steal by Gianna Bianchini, and Rochester just playing keep away. They had a wide open Squires there, and she backs it out.
Smart move there.
Wide open Cisco doesn't take the shot. Now they dump off to Matsuk. Again, no shot clock, so you can take off as much time as you want here. Make Fort Cherry come to you. And Yellock bumped, a whistle, and I think they got a foul. They did. It's on Cornally, her fourth, and Yellock slow to get up again. It's Cornally's fourth personal foul, and Yellock remains sitting down and is eventually going to be helped up, and hard to imagine that she's going to stay in as now she crouches over trying to catch her breath, shakes it off a little bit, and Siren Crosby checks in her place.
I think that's kind of a tough call. You had two people diving in there. I don't know if either one fouled there. It's just a good hustle play.
My opinion there is, I mean, from the vantage point we're up in the top of the bleachers.
Yeah.
They obviously have a much better view, so you just got to trust the officials down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the inbound tipped, but into Newman's hands. Newman lost it. It was poked free by Bella Bianchini. Bianchini, 2-on-1, and the layup no good. Cornally, put back is in. Two-point game.
Good follow by Cornally. You never can count on those layups going in. It's always good to follow like that.
Newman forced to the wide boundary. She's out of bounds for Cherry Ball.
Turnover.
Yeah, it looks like we have a ball game here.
Blazers ball.
1:39 to go in the fourth. Fort Cherry down just one possession now. Bianchini to Cornally on the left side. Cornally gives it off to Gianna Bianchini. Now it's Bella. Losing it, gives to Martino. Gianna back to Bella now. Bella gets stripped. Good defensive play there by Sophie Matsuk. Right side, Squires poked away. It stays with Rochester. It's a foul on Bella Bianchini, her third. Correction, that's her fourth. So now I have Bella Bianchini with four, Brooke Cornally with four. And is that the fifth team foul against Fort Cherry? The scoreboard says yes.
Yes.
And that's big. Yep, two free
huge
throws for Rochester. Could make it a two-possession game with a perfect trip. So Nevaeh Squires on the line. She's been quiet tonight. Only 3 points, one field goal to speak of. That came back in the first quarter. She had 11 in the first round win over Apollo Ridge.
Yeah, Rochester could just play it to force Fort Cherry to foul now.
First shot good. 42-39 as Cisco comes in. It's been a scrappy game. It was a clean first half, and then both teams started playing the foul game in the second half. Squires, second shot. Good. Rochester up 43-39, and a offensive foul on Cornally. She bumped into Cam Newman as Bella Bianchini was coming up the floor, and Cornally's fouled out.
I was looking ahead. I didn't really see the play.
She kind of clipped Newman on the... Here's the replay on NFHS.
Okay.
Cornally sideswiped Newman as Bianchini was coming up across half court. And that's it for Cornally. She's fouled out with 15 points at 1:12 to go in the fourth. Rochester up 43-39. Rams ball. Since it was offensive, they're not shooting. Newman at half court.
It's going to make it a lot harder for Fort Cherry to come
back.
Yes,
it is. Now you really need two good possessions here for Fort Cherry, if you could even get two possessions. Rochester playing keep away. Now if you're Fort Cherry, you have to foul, yeah, and you do.
And Rochester's done a great job at the line tonight. That's probably been, if you look at it, it's probably the difference in the game is the success from the foul line.
The foul is on Amara Martino, her second. And a timeout taken by Fort Cherry. 48.8 ticks to talk. Rams up 43-39 over the Rangers on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Cam Newman is shooting two free throws after the foul was called on Amara Martino. Newman's got 15 points, as does Tia Yellock. And this is going to stay a two-possession game regardless of these two free throws going in. The first one is good. And it's 44-39 Rochester. This was a team that Fort Cherry mercy ruled a month ago.
Yeah. Didn't really expect this tight game, but it's been a good ball game.
Second shot from Newman is good. Game high 17 points for the Clarion commit. Bianchini falls down. They got a foul on Newman as Bianchini lunged to the floor over on the right block.
Fortunately for Rochester, it's not going to be a shooting foul, so it really doesn't hurt anything.
Well, Fort Cherry is down by six, so really it's 2 3-pointers. That's it. And Fort Cherry from three has been below average, to put it bluntly. There's a putback on the missed shot is no good for close, and a foul by Gianna Bianchini. And a couple free throws here might seal the deal. 33 seconds left. Gianna Bianchini tagged with the foul, her second. And the one person you don't want to send to the line is on the free throw line for Rochester, that being Cam Newman.
You can tell she wants to be there. You know, some players at the end of the game, they want to be there. They want that ball. They want that shot. Completely confident.
First shot for Newman.
That's
true.
But nothing but net there.
And here's another thing, too. Rochester, they have that dynamic duo. Well, half that dynamic duo has been banged up all game. She's in the second half taking a beating, and she's, I mean, there's no way she's coming back in at this point. Cam Newman helped put the team on her back, and as it stands right now, it looks like it's well on her way to leading Rochester to the semifinals. Second shot good for Newman, and the ball swatted out. 32.1 seconds left in the fourth. Rochester up 47-39. Rochester looking to make it back to the semifinals for the first time since the COVID year, 2021. That's long three for Bianchini. Bianchini no good. Rebound to Newman. And another foul for Martino. 19.4 seconds left now, and Newman can just balloon the lead even further.
You know, when you look at playoff basketball, the way you win games is when you have someone like Newman that, you know, she's taken over the fourth quarter, took care of the ball, got to the line, kept everything under control. And their turnovers have been minimal here in the fourth.
First shot, that's a rare miss for Newman. Doesn't matter, he's still up eight with 19.4 seconds left in the fourth.
This would take a three and a bad foul on the part of Rochester for them to have a chance to come back on this.
Second shot also bricked, rebound Fender. Well, Fort Cherry needs a miracle. They get to Martino, lost it. And now close, kicks out behind to Bella Bianchini. That three is short off the rim. Saved by Gianna, it's out of bounds. Rochester takes over with 5.4 seconds left, and they can just kill the clock.
You know who wants the ball.
Newman has it in the backcourt. Fort Cherry, not gonna foul. Rochester is going to move on. The Rams take down the Fort Cherry Rangers, 47-39, and are headed to the WPIAL semifinals for the first time since the COVID-19 year. Back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Now it's time to name our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And not really much of a surprise here. Our player of the game from Rochester is Cam Newman, as she finished with a game-high 19 points. She kind of took over the fourth quarter. May not show so much in terms of the output of points. Only had 6 points in the fourth quarter, but her presence was felt in all facets of play as Rochester comes from behind and takes down Fort Cherry. A monster second half for the Rams, outscoring the Rangers 24-13. In the fourth quarter, and honestly, it felt a lot more than that as Rochester is heading back to the WPIL semifinals for the first time in 5 years. While Fort Cherry, the WPIL run comes to an end at 16-6, and Rochester moves to 14-9 on the season. We'll find out who's going to join them on the other side of the bracket in Class 2A as. Coming up in a few minutes, the Burgettstown Blue Devils, the number 7 seed, look to shock the WPIAL and take down the number 2 seeded Winchester Thurston Bears here on the video on the NFHS Network and the free audio on WJPA. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors who made this broadcast possible, including the Washington County College Center, Slovenian Savings and Loan, Washington Green County Chapter, CNX Dreamfields, RJ Diaz, Imperial Land Corporation, Visit Green, Washington Financial Bank, Monarch Student Transportation, and Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. For our producer, Nate Rigotti, our camera operators, Cam Fritz, alongside the rest of our crew, and my broadcasting partner, Eugene Briggs, I'm Brandon Rossi, signing off from Moon High School. Coming up next, Winchester, Thurston, and Burgettstown on the WJPA Sports Network.